Did David Vacchiari avoid a serious injury, do you think?
David, oh shoot, I frankly haven't been in the training room yet, so I would say David has avoided a serious injury, but I really don't have any medical updates. So just based on the way he was moving around and being around him in the meetings and so forth. So as far as all the testing that's been done, and we'll continue with the process that we go through after each game, I probably won't have a real good handle on that till tomorrow.
Mike, did Clinton Dix, did he end up sustaining a concussion there? I know he was in the
I don't have any medical information for Clinton. I look good today, you know, as far as interacting and so forth. I don't have an update. He looks. I'm not a doctor, but he looked good today.
Mike, what can you tell us about what you saw on the tape?
Well, the videotape. The evaluation, you know, offensively, I think as a whole, you know, the coaching staff, you know, we take a lot of pride and put a lot of time, energy, and effort into, you know, into the fundamentals, in training the fundamentals, teaching the fundamentals, and really, we feel it's the key for us to continue to grow as a team, and we're not playing to the standard that we all believe in. So, you know, as a coaching staff, we need to get our players playing at a higher level consistently in the areas of fundamentals. So that's what we really have, you know, we're really focused on. Player-wise, I think the adjustments and some of the decisions and, you know, the opportunities we give our guys at the line of scrimmage, you know, we can continue to work at that and do a better job of. But, you know, the good news is everything that we need to do, we have the people in our locker room to do it. So the video was clear. The big play opportunities, which we actually feel is a fundamental of professional football. We just left some big play opportunities on the field. So we need to do a better job of hitting those when those opportunities are provided. Whether it's offensively getting the one-on-one matchups, we got to win those. And you can really take the phrase one-on-one matchup throughout all three phases, and we got to win those one-on-ones at a higher rate of efficiency than we are. So, coaching-wise, we need to get it out of our players, get them playing at a higher, you know, higher level of in the area of fundamentals. That's what we're focused on, and that's what we're going forward with.
Is it the frustrating part that it's, you know, one thing, another play? I mean, it's not like a consistent thing going wrong on offense. It seems like it's sporadically here and there.
Well, you know, seams and what it is really staying true to, you know, each individual's. I mean, that's why each position coach breaks down the video of his players, and then we come together as a staff and we go through every single, you know, play together so everybody can hear each other's grades. And then once we're done with that, then we go into a staff meeting, and, you know, the offensive staff gives all their grades and the defense. It's a long process. You know, we start at 6 in the morning, and it's really about putting everybody on the same page and the accountability. It's my job to have the filter to sort through it and say these are the things that we ultimately need to focus on throughout practice. And sorry, I don't have some real exciting buzzword to get everybody to jump up and down, but we need to be better in our fundamentals, and that's what we're lacking. We're inefficient at times, and we're excellent at times, and we're not doing it enough to win games.
Mike, you've had a lot of success here, obviously, over the years. A three-game losing streak, a loss like yesterday, not something you have a lot of experience with here. How do you avoid the temptation to panic, especially with how things have been going?
Well, I'll never panic, because that's not the way you play the game, and that's not the way you coach. You know, I've never coached, you know, from the angle of fear. I think to have a little bit of fear in losing your job is healthy. I think any young assistant coach that goes through the league has that and should continue to have it. You know, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm trying to remember what game it was. I think it was after the Denver game. I was pulling in the loading dock, and, you know, I pulled my pass out, and the gate didn't go up. And I thought, holy shnikes, you know, but that's good. It's healthy, because I thought for a minute that, you know, you lose one game, they ain't gonna let you in, not gonna let you back in Lambeau. So I think that part's healthy, but you can't play cautious and panic or whatever, you know, whatever word you want to put on it. We're not going to coach that way, and our team won't play that way.
You know, like you said, I'll never forget that first press conference when you said, here, you're taking over this 4-12 team, and you said, our biggest challenge will be handling success. And you guys have done a really good job of handling a lot of success. I mean, so what do you draw on when you haven't had a three-game losing streak, when Aaron's healthy since 2009? I mean, yes, you've had some down times, but you guys haven't gone through something like this in a really long time. What do you draw on for your message? Or, I mean, is this part of the hero's journey? I mean, what do you?
You know, it's the second stage. You know, these are the trials, and it's an opportunity to galvanize a group of men. And I have all the confidence in the world that this is what's going to galvanize us as we move forward. But that's big picture stuff. It's irrelevant, frankly. The most important thing is beating the Vikings, you know, on their home turf. So we let one get away at home. Home victories are precious. You feel like, you know, you should win all your home games each and every year, especially with our great fans and the venue that we have to play here. We feel it's an advantage, the Lambeau advantage, and we let one get away. So we need to make up for that and definitely get two on the road. So that's the way we're built. That's the way we think. That's the way we operate. But at the end of the day, it's about the Minnesota Vikings. You know, we frankly kind of jumped ahead. We got our corrections done, and then spent probably half our time working on the Vikings.
Mike, speaking of the Vikings, what are the characteristics of a Mike Zimmer defense that you've seen playing him, whether it was in Cincinnati or?
They're disciplined with their plan. I think Mike does an excellent job of utilizing his player's strengths. So he's aggressive. They play aggressive. So I think his defensive emulate his coaching style.
Mike, the second straight game when you've had more production late offensively, what can you, I guess, draw from those situations to get ready for Minnesota?
Well, we had a fast start against the Lions. I thought our tempo on offense was was very good, and I thought our defense definitely played extremely well for 3.5 quarters. You know, we gave up the one drive here at the end. So, you know, offensively, with the, you know, the three and outs and a number of punts, you know, I go back to the fundamentals, and that's really the facts of the matter. I mean, it's we've seen a very similar defensive challenge each and every week, you know, since Denver. Probably starting in San Diego, Denver, Carolina, and, you know, 4 weeks in a row. And we need to do a better job of doing the little things where we're not getting it done.
Thank you. When you talked about Jared and Justin yesterday, you talked about how they earned their opportunities with being good in practice. Is Janice showing you enough that maybe you can use him on a limited basis at least? He just, from the outside looking in, he's got some speed that maybe if you could find a niche for him, maybe he could give you a little boost on offense.
Well, I really like the development of Jeff Janice. I understand that, you know, his snaps and opportunities may not be what Jeff would like or feel he's earned, but he's, you know, he's playing very well on special teams. He's doing some really good things. Then there's the lack of experience. I think anytime, you know, something pops in front of Jeff, he hasn't seen it before. It's something that he has to learn from and get used to, which is normal, because we're asking him to do a lot of things that he's never done. If you look at his history on how he played in college and what he's been asked to do here. So, and I feel that those times are coming on offense too. So we'll see what happens. Game planning is part of it. And, you know, how we utilize our players, matchups, and all those types of things. But, you know, Jeff's definitely an ascending player.
Like, what do you have to do to get Aaron back to playing at the level that we're used to seeing him play at?
Well, I think this is a great example of, you know, the quarterback and position is obviously, I think, the toughest position in all of sports. The demands of the position are, you know, extremely high, but it's an 11-man game, so everything has to be in sync. You know, starting with, you know, the run blocking to the pass protection to the ability to trust the protection and trust the routes, and you know, when we're not, you know, as efficient as we have been in the past, and it really goes back to the fundamentals. So, I mean, Aaron's no different than anybody else. I mean, he just got to stay true to his fundamentals, and if Aaron's really guilty of anything, he's trying to do too much, and that's something that I think you would expect from your, you know, from your leader and a great quarterback that's done it at such a high level. So we're all just kind of on offense, frankly, we're kind of chasing the game and get ahead of myself here because, you know, some of the things I haven't even talked to the team about. We're chasing the game, and you don't chase the game of football. You know, you let the game come to you, and you attack it, and you take advantage of the opportunities that are presented. So we got to quit chasing our tail.
Mike, some of the members of the Lions secondary said that they really wanted to try and challenge the receivers at the line of scrimmage, which was the same thing the secondary of Carolina and Denver said is winning those one-on-one battles on the perimeter different than needing to improve fundamentals? Is there something else there that goes into those one-on-one battles?
No. I mean, it's really all the same, isn't it?
Two more.
What did Jared show you in practice that showed you that he was ready for more snaps, more opportunities on Sundays?
Well, I mean, you know, he's really been coming on strong here for, I'd say, a good 4 weeks. So, I don't think there's been a day where, you know, there wasn't a route or, you know, something very instinctive. And, I mean, he's just, you know, let's go back to training camp. I mean, he was having a heck of a training camp, you know, before he got hurt. So I think it's just really from a practice standpoint, you were seeing a lot of the same things. And I felt that, him and Aaron are on the same page. And, you know, look what he did with his opportunity Sunday. So he's playing good football.
Mike, when you talk about the fundamentals part, I'm sure you've been through this before, but typically what causes someone's fundamentals to break down? Is it, you know, like you said, lack of trust? Is it being uncomfortable in what they're doing?
I think it's trust and trying to do too much. You know, that could be, but I don't think you can make a blanket statement and saying, hey, everybody's not trusting it's not everybody. It's, I mean, there's some individuals that are having repeated fundamental mistakes. That's an issue. I mean, that's something that we have to get corrected, because if we have something that continues to happen over and over again, then obviously it's my position. I need to make a change. So, but I think emphasizing the things that we can do better is my focus, and that's what we're gonna work on as we hit the practice week. Frankly, this is, you know, we're getting into a tough stretch here where, you know, we'll be able to go full week of prep here with the pads and everything, but then we're getting into two kind of crazy weeks scheduling wise. So we need to hit it hard this week. We need to get a lot done on the practice field and carry that preparation to Sunday's game.
And Mike, you got a ton out of Starks in the pass game and in the screen game, but you haven't. And his running numbers aren't great either. What do you think's going on with your run game, and how do you kind of get that going? Whether it's Eddie or James.
Confidence. I think confidence from everybody. I think we got to trust our plan, and I think our players need to trust the plan. And like any good run game, it needs the attempts. You know, we're getting ready to play a football team that runs the ball, and they keep running it, and they keep running it, and they keep running it, and eventually, you know, Adrian Peterson breaks one. So that's an excellent example of a team that's committed to the run, and you know, we'll be committed to stopping the run and not letting it out the gate, but. You know, we need some of that too.
You when you lost to Carolina and Denver, there's a lot of, you know, undefeated teams on the road, and which is a, I don't say excuse, but that's a logical response. But when you lose to Detroit at home, a team that's been struggling, is there any fear of either a loss of confidence or self-doubt creeping in, or guys trying to do too much as a response to that?
Well, I think the two things we've really hit on hard here is, and it's frankly what I talked to the team about. We talk about trust and real confidence. So. That's exactly where the focus is, and the reality of grabbing a hold of it and being real with it and being real with one another. So, you know, that's what makes the world go round. I mean, you have to have trust in the man next to you and what everybody's doing, and trust their commitment, and, you know, trust the fact that our issue is not as much, you know, people not doing enough. People are doing. They're shared. We're just not doing it at the level, the standard, fundamentally that we're capable of, and we have some people that are trying to do, you know, too much. So I think it just tells you how committed the group is. You see the way they play, the way they battled. So I mean, it isn't. It, that's not an issue. I mean, they're throwing their bodies around to pursuit, to finish, the things that I look for as far as the play style is clearly evident in the way we're playing the game. It's the efficiency of our fundamentals. I don't mean to keep going back to that, and that's where the focus of trust and confidence is really what was the main part of my message today to the team.